It's time for the emergency break of the week.
It's on the iPod, Grooves.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
The iPod not working?
By a wheels-off comment.
Is the iPod not working now?
Or technical meltdown.
The iPod is going to be the ruin of this show.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week.
Is it plugged in right? I heard something.
Everything's all right down there.
You have the volume up on it. I didn't think so. Good.
The emergency break of the week on the Little Ticket.
Just Breaks brings you the e-break. We'll give you some meltdown moments, and you get to vote on them at 214-787-1310. You're still airing out over there, Gordo?
No, I just wonder if George's urethra is going to vote a few times today.
Oh, boy, we can only hope. We can only hope. All right, we had some meltdowns. Several of them occurred on television, including Channel 8, the Ticket's own Gloria Campos. When talking about severe weather, went to, as Junior calls him, the guy, Pete Delkus. But she called him something else, and listen to the swerve that it causes when she refers to him by the wrong name.
And as the search and rescue efforts continue in Joplin, the threat of another hit. And that storm system will hit here in North Texas, too. Our chief meteorologist, Steve Delkus, is in the Weather Center right now. So, Pete, how severe will tomorrow's weather be?
Well, Gloria, looks like we could see...
Severe.
Severe.
Boy, you know he didn't take kindly to that.
No.
He likes a grand introduction and... whatever you do, don't mess up his name, for gosh sakes. So that is candidate number one, Miss Gloria Campos from Channel 8. This goes on, I guess, a producer at ESPN Television while covering Mavericks and Thunder in Game 3. Stuart Scott decided to get a live report from Doris Burke. The great Doris Burke, the great Doris Burke, the great Doris Burke. Maybe... maybe not live, I guess.
One last report. Let's check in with Doris Burke courtside. Doris.
Stuart, Jason Kidd told us this morning after shoot-around that as an opponent, this arena is as loud and as good as it gets in the NBA. Several other guys have told me that this is as close as any arena in the NBA to... sorry about that. Three. Two. Stuart, Jason Kidd saying this morning after shoot-around that as an opponent, this arena is as loud and as good as it gets in the NBA. Several other players say...
All right, time to just go with the five things you need to know about Game 3, brought to you by Windows Phone. And one thing you need to know about live TV, it's real fun. Playing on the road hasn't
been... it's not live TV. That's the problem.
Right. It was tape TV made to look live. Always dangerous. If you leave those countdowns on there, or if you get some surprise countdowns.
Did they come back to the studio prematurely and caught Stuart Scott with his eyeball out?
Taking it out, man. Polishing it up, rolling it around. Microfiber cloth.
The guy alone, it was an accident.
He's looking real strange to me.
Like how?
He's just gotten skinnier and weirder looking.
He had cancer.
Having treatment.
Yeah, Gordon.
Nice, Gordon.
Real nice. That's a tough one.
Say hi to yourself for next week.
Cancer, Gordon.
What kind of cancer is he battling?
A bad con.
Well, now, could you be more specific?
No, I don't know specifically.
But they've just announced that he's in...
He tweets about it.
What does he tweet,
that
Rich?
When he's gone through treatments, he tweets about how he feels that day.
But is there any way we can get the information as to what he's suffering from?
Just know that it's cancer.
The story
okay?
is you bagged on him.
Yeah. All right, candidate number...
You bagged on a cancer patient.
No, I bagged on the non-cancer part of him.
And then you started making fun of how he looks.
Yeah.
We heard you.
So well, Scott.
He looks weird. He's always looked weird, though. Pre-cancer, I guess you could say he's had it and didn't know it. But when I interviewed him, remember that time I interviewed him really uncomfortably and told him booyah to his face? Mm-hmm. He was wearing, like, contacts. Why would you wear a contact, a fake eye color, on a fake eye?
By the way, unspecified cancerous tissue.
There. Is that good enough for you?
No. Do candidate I need to call him to get more specifics, or is that good?
Just call him and wish him well.
No, don't call him right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Candidate number three is one Mark Folliwell, the television voice of the Dallas Mavericks. Now, you would think that since he no longer works full-time for the Ticket, he comes over here and does post-game and the weekly show at the Hardline and during vacations and stuff. You'll hear Folliwell on Sports Radio 1310. Now that he's in TV, you'd think that, I don't know, maybe he's a little classier. No, Folliwell's still the same wheels-off guy he's always been. Listen to what he tried to work in the other night on the post-game show.
Clearly what you're going to have to do is there's going to be some zone, there's going to be some double-teaming of LeBron and Wade, get the ball out of their hands, and then you got to make sure you rotate, though. You know, you've got to stop double dribble penetration. You've got to stop that.
Why do you got to stop that, Mark?
Yeah, you do have to definitely stop that.
I'm only seeing that in movies. I don't know what the hell you're talking about there, Paulo.
Shout out to the 2300 for that, even though I didn't even mean to do that. But.
And they never stop it in the movies.
You've got to stop dribble penetration.
What the hell are you thinking about, Mark? Come on,
I was talking about double team before that,
sure,
double
yeah.
teaming on defense. So
okay.
Sorry, God, sue me.
What is double?
I like Donovan's line.
What that is.
I've only seen that
Shut
in the
up.
Movies.
What is it, George?
So those are your three candidates, Gloria, Doris, or Mark. 214-787-1310.
And watch it on the follow votes.
Higher on the ticket.
Shout out to the 2300.
Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Tammy or Dom Bex and motorboating Mark Folliwell, please.
I guess that's a Folliwell vote. Higher on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for the double team penetration and Giorgio, I love you madly.
Oh, my. Wow. Okay.
All right, girl.
A girl voting for double penetration.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Yeah, do y'all know where I might be able to buy some helium bottles and plastic bags?
Oh, man. That's so dark. Played you light up my life, Chair.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Steve Dunham's urethra.
That's a Gloria vote.
Yeah, Gloria vote.
And a mention of your urethra.
Not mine. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, is it Chip Lowmiller and Roger Ruzek?
No, but two random kickers for certain. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, I'd like to give a shout out to 2300 and good old Mark Folliwell, kickball head.
There you go. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Can I use the excuse that I was double penetrated by a gas hose the next time I have real bad gas?
Sure. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
I'd like to vote for the Joey Bennett, Dean Cifuentes double penetration, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a quick winner.
Wow.
Mark Folliwell garnering 5 of 6 votes.
Everybody just wanted to say that term is what that happened.
Yeah, well, that's usually how voting goes. So here you go. Congratulations to Mark Folliwell.
Clearly what you're going to have to do is there's going to be some zone, there's going to be some double teaming of LeBron and Wade, get the ball out of their hands, and then you got to make sure you rotate, though. You know, you've got to stop double dribble penetration. You've got to stop that.
Why do you got to stop that, Mark?
Yeah, you do have to definitely stop that.
I'm only seeing that in movies. I don't know what the hell you're talking about there, Paulo.
Shout out to the 2300 for that, even though I didn't even mean to do that. But.
And they never stop it in the movies.
You've got to stop dribble penetration.
What the hell are you thinking about, Mark? Come on,
I was talking about double team before that,
sure,
double teaming on defense. So
okay.
Sorry, God, sue me.
How many is that for follow-up?
Hard to believe, but I have him as his first win. Ties the violent P1.
Okay.
Who's that?
The violent P1.
The guy got mad at us. All right, it's 8:08 here on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.